88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, welcoming back really a true member of the KCSN family, Sean Watkins.
I would not rather be a part of any other radio family. I'm honored. Thank you.
Well, you and I were luckily, we only needed one hand because both of us know we have a difficulty counting past one hand.
Yeah.
You have, my friend, taken the lead in terms of people coming by KCSN. This is your fifth visit.
I am very, very excited about that. Yeah, I was thinking about that on the way over. That I remember the first time coming over, it was like there was a whole paragraph that I was emailed like, okay, when you get here, park here, walk to the second sign, go around the building, go through that door, go through the hall.
Don't forget the glass walkway.
Yeah, the glass walkway.
The glass walkway is the only thing that'll get you here.
And now this is the first time I walked up and I drove up and I got in like a pro. Felt really good.
It's like you work here. That's cool.
Straight.
Well, and the new album is What to Fear. And I want to start with what a great title.
Thank you.
Where does it come from?
Well, you know, it's something that I think about a lot, and I've always thought about since a kid. It's just funny, you know, how they TV, news, media, they sort of bait you, you know, with something that you're supposed to be afraid of, and then you watch their commercial, which they're getting paid for, and it's just fear-mongering, you know, and I think right now it's more relevant than ever. I started writing the song last year. Somehow what the phrase What to Fear came to mind, and I wrote the chorus and sort of spiraled out from there. But yeah, it's fun kind of playing that song and singing it right now. It feels very relevant.
You love them so, your fire alarms. So we pull them one by one, then sit back and watch you people run. We've got a beat on who you are. You think you're safe inside your armored cars. We'll turn the volume up. We're gonna tell you what to fear. Better listen up. Yeah, we're telling you what to fear. 'Cause there's just so much, and there's no one in this dark world you can trust except for us. Just take our hand. We're heading for the promised land. Blinders on, don't stray from us, my friend. 'Cause we know what you like. Everything in black and white. You're so right, 'cause we've told you what to fear. And you listened up, yeah, we told you what to fear. Stick to your guns, 'cause there's no one in this dark world you can trust except for us. Never forget it, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Yeah, you're always right. But if you ever forget it, we're here to remind you every night. Yeah, we're here for you every night. We'll be right back. There's a new disease, don't go away. How to keep your loved ones safe? The answer's coming right after this break. We know what you need, but don't you know nothing is free? Nothing's free. We're gonna sell you what to fear. Yeah, we're selling you what to fear. There's just so much, and there's no one in this dark world you can trust.
Let's talk about the songs on the album. In listening, it would seem some seem to be first-person autobiographical, and some seem to be more of a third-person. How do you arrive at the balance and go which way?
I, in the past, have mostly written from my own point of view, and they've been, you know, typically pretty autobiographical. But I've been wanting to write from other points of view, and that's something that... My Nickel Creek bandmate Chris Thiele is really good at. He's over the years he's written a lot of songs from, you know, there's this one song called Helena that he wrote. It's from the point of view of like a really kind of a bad guy, sleazy guy. And I remember thinking like that's pretty cool. And like I remember seeing like interviews with actors and talking about how they like playing bad characters. It kind of gives them an excuse to explore that side of their personality. And so yeah, there's a couple, and What to Fear is one of them. It's sung from the point of view of like, you know, a network newscaster or like the media people that write the news and stuff. So yeah, I took that sort of point of view. And then there's another song called I Am What You Want. It's sort of from the point of view of a bad guy who sort of, I think, kidnaps somebody or something. I'm not sure exactly what the story is, but it's sort of, I was trying to take the other side of the story from Gillian Welch song called Caleb Meyer, where there's all these old murder ballads in bluegrass where the guy kills his girlfriend for looking at someone. And she wrote this song where the opposite happens. And so then I wrote this song, sort of the view from that guy's perspective. I don't want to give it away, but yeah, well, he does die.
Darling, listen up before we drink this cup. All I ask is that you keep your promises, we'll all be fine. Just don't cross that line, we can coexist. Just keep your promises, don't let them leave your lips. I'll take every single kiss, but darling, keep your promises. I'll drink your wine and I'll pour you mine. I'll take your secrets, I'll keep them all well hid. I'll take your time and I'll give you. All I ask is
you've seen and been part of so many ensembles and so many idioms. Let's don't forget, you know, you've worked in different idioms and styles of music too, that I imagine at this point, there isn't a lot of, collective on stage experience that you haven't seen every nook and cranny of.
I've been very fortunate to work with a very wide variety of people and to have toured with a lot of different people and learn from a lot of different folks. I remember being, we played here a few years back with Jackson Browne, right, for our KCSN benefit. And that was sort of the end of a 2-3 month tour with him. And I remember being on the side of the stage, like every night, just trying to soak it up, like his stories, his lyrics, his general vibe on stage. And it's just incredible. And there's a lot of people that I've gotten to be around in my life, like that. And, I couldn't be more grateful. I think it's about having a mix for me of doing solo stuff and being able to come together and do collaborative stuff. Like the Watkins Family Hour, it's different every month. We do this monthly show at Largo in West Hollywood, and it's, a challenge and great because it introduces us to new people and new songs,
I know this is out of the blue. It's been quite a while now since I last saw you. And it's too little, too late. We're long since over. Still, I need to say that I'm sorry. I took your love for granted. The man I was back then had a shadow for a soul. Yeah, I'm sorry for all the bitter seeds I planted. Don't let those weeds take hold in your heart of solid gold. I hear you found somebody new. Yeah, he really loves you and his name is true. I hear that you moved away from the wreckage and the mess I made. And I'm sorry I took your love for granted. The man I was back then had a shadow for a soul. And I'm sorry for all the bitter seeds I planted. Don't let those weeds take hold in your heart of solid. And those weeds stay whole in your heart of solid gold.
You're going to be performing at Largo.
Yeah. Saturday night, the 26th, coming right up. And yeah, I'll be, I think I'm just going to play the record all the way through. It'll be the first time I'm playing a lot of these songs in front of people.
Well, it's good, I guess, then, that on one hand, if there's a place you feel at home on stage, it is Largo. Mm-hmm. So at least you have the comfort of that. Well, we're glad you're here. Congratulations on trip number 5. Congratulations on What to Fear.
Thank you.
You know, you have nothing to fear. Oh, that pun was coming. Because you really have, there's a confidence in this record that I love hearing, and you know, we always want you to win. So
thank you.
You've made a winner, and
thank
we're glad
you so
to
much.
Share it. Good seeing you again, friend. And,
good to see
and
you
we'll
too.
See you soon. It's
all right.
Sean Watkins live, number 5 on 88.5 KCSN.